Welcome to another message presented by the Ministry of Christian Faith Fellowship. We are fulfilling the call of God on this ministry to preach the Word of God without compromise, raising up disciples who through faith in God will have a powerful impact on our world. May you be blessed through the message that we have to share with you today. May God's very best be yours.
We praise God. Thank you very much, Pastor Daryl and Sister Kathy and whole church family. It's an honor to be with the church tonight. And I give thanks to the Father that He gave me the opportunity that we can come here and be with you and become, you know, a good family. Amen. So I was planning a teaching sermon or something like this. But God put in my heart something different that I can speak through heart. And I believe you guys will receive it. And because the Word of God, I believe it's never written empty. And whenever the Word we speak, it will produce result. And this is what I believe. I have seen that in my life. And I believe it's going to happen tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are so grateful to you all that you guys are supporting the work in Pakistan. And, you know, all our team, they were sending love to you all. We want to say thank you very much to be a faithful, you know, from all these years and supporting the work in Pakistan. And we are so grateful to you once again from our heart. And in the children, in orphanage, in all the ministry, the Bibles, and all, you know, the church is supporting. We are so grateful to you once again. I always tell to my team member, it's not hard. It's very hard sometimes for the people to give because money is a need for everybody. And, you know, I told people, you know, we are grateful to God that church, you know, they faithfully sow in the kingdom of God in Pakistan continually. So we are so grateful to you, Pastor, and the whole church once again. And we believe God gonna produce a great harvest from that, and which is God is already doing in Pakistan. We want to let you know, the people who don't know us, we are just little ministers from Pakistan serving in our country from last 9 years, me and Rachel. We have three children. God bless us with beautiful children. And then we have 36 orphan kids as well that are part of our family. So we have 72 pastors are working under us right now. We planted 6 churches, 6 Bible schools. We started 2 Bible schools now in January 23rd before leaving for here. And our target is this, you know, as the harvest is growing up, we will produce more leaders and train more people who can come along with us and disciple. Because my calling is different. I believe on the calling. So I'm not a teacher, but my heart is, you know, more evangelism. You know, take the gospel to the unsaved people and, you know, share the good news with them and bring them in the kingdom of God. But in the same time, I have a heart because I just don't want to do crusades and leave those people alone. You know, always my question is this, you know, what is after crusades? So we have a, you know, whole strong plan to follow up those people who got saved in a crusade. In last year, we did many crusades and each crusade was over 100,000 people. And people was got healed, you know, God touched people and many people give their heart to God. And it was really, really amazing. And I was just sharing with Pastor Daryl the video as well. And I can't imagine, you know, what God is doing. It's hard to believe sometime. And, you know, this is what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the purpose. What is the purpose? Why God created us? What is the purpose? God put a purpose inside us. Everything that God created in this universe have a purpose. God created stars, have a purpose. God created a moon, have a purpose. God created the ocean. It have a purpose. God created the trees. Have a purpose. God created human being. Have a purpose. Everything that exists on this earth have a purpose behind it. You know, when the kid born, we start making plan for the children. Every single human being that exists on this earth have a purpose. God put a plan in his life. God designed our life. God planned our life, you know, and have a purpose in it that we need to fulfill. When the kid born, you know, when the child born, we start making plans for our child. You know, when parents got good news, I have, you know, God blessed me with the girl. And parents start making plans for the girl. You know, when she will grow up, you know, we will send her to the university and she will become a doctor. Or she will become a nurse. We start making plans for her life. She will become an air hostess. Or she will become a beautician. We start making plan. Or if there is a son, we start making plan for the son's life, you know, that he will become a preacher, or we will give that child to the God. Or sometimes we said, no, he will become a soldier. He will join the army. He will become a doctor or a pilot. You know, we plan a different for our children. Even sometimes we choose the name of the children who have a strong background that can reflect his life. You know, we start making plan for our children. But God have a different plans. We don't know. We start making our own plan for the children, for our life. But God have a different plan because God have a purpose in our life. Every kid, every person who come on this earth bring a purpose behind it. When I was a kid, I was a 6 year old. I was start going to the school. This is my testimony, people of God. That's what I want to share with you. My mother take me to the church when I was a 6 year old. The church was 1 hour, 30 minutes away from our home by walk. So my mother take me to the church and I go to the church by walk. My sisters go, you know, all family go by walk 1 hour, 30 minutes one way, and then 1 hour, 30 minutes by walk, came back to the home. So it's 3 hours by walk. So that's why I look like smart, because I do a lot of walk. So my mother was have a desire whenever she see the choir, they were singing, worshiping the Lord. My mother was uneducated woman, and she is alive still. She's an uneducated woman. But she was have a desire that I will do the worship of God. And one day she speak with the pastor. She said, I want that my son, he will learn instrument and he will join the choir. And my pastor said that he's very little. What he going to do in a choir? And my aunt was very active in a church. She said to the pastor, if you will never take my kid, we will never come in a church. So pastor going to lose 11 families from church. And he said, okay, we will take that kid. So finally, God gave me the opportunity to enter in a choir. I start learning the instrument. I was the kid who go 2 hours early in a church. I clean the desk. I clean, you know, the pastor chair. I clean, you know, the church instruments, bring water for the choir, water for the pastor. When people come up in the church, you know, we have a culture, we don't bring shoes in the church. People put their shoes outside. I pick up the shoes and I set it up outside so people can find easily their shoes on the way back. So I do this all work, and also I learn instruments in the church. So when I go to my college, there was in Punjab College, I was the only Christian over there. One day our English professor said to me, John, can you tell me any verse in the Bible? And I said, sir, I don't know. I went to the church, I learned instrument, but I never practiced the Bible over there. It doesn't mean that my pastor was not good. He was a really good man. But usually when they sing, and the boys who play instruments, they said they got tired. And I was a child, And I said, I'm also got tired. I play the congas and I also go out with them. But on that day, my teacher said, can you tell me any verse in the Bible? And I said, sir, I don't know. Everybody was looking to me and I was sweating. And I said, sir, I don't know, because everybody was looking at me that time. And I said, sir, I don't know any verse. I said, I can sing a song if you want. I don't know any verse. And he said to me, he was not Christian. And he said to me, my son, let me teach you the first verse of the Bible today. And he said, that Jesus said in the Bible, I am the way and the truth and the life. So God used a non-Christian person to raise me up. Then I surrender myself. I give my heart to the God. And then I start moving on the direction that God has planned for my life. When I was a kid, my father, he was have a desire that I will become a doctor. He bring the stethoscope for me and I can become a doctor. You know, when I passed the college, I did ICS Intermediate in Computer Sciences. I want to learn computers. Then when I did bachelor's, my direction was changed. I want to become a banker. I did bachelor's in commerce. I love to earn money. I want to join bank. And that was my target. I said, okay, this is the bank have a lot of money. I want to become a banker. I did bachelor's in commerce. And then I was doing the practice, you know, in the church. I was have a band. We was doing worshiping. And I never leave the Lord after that. But, you know, I set my purpose in my life to become a banker, you know, so I can earn money. I will have a good, you know, they can give me car, they can give me house. I have a good clients. And that was my purpose that I set for my life. My father set, you know, the purpose for my life to become a doctor. My mother was have a different desire. I will become a worshiper. I want to become a banker. But God have a different plan for my life. When I get married with Rachel, she was the first one who did the prophecy on me. She said, God said to me, God want to use you for preaching. And I said, no, I don't want to become a pastor. I run away from pastor. You know, I never went to Bible school, never attend, you know, Bible college. I don't know the ABC of preaching. But God have a different plan. What I'm telling you, where my attention is, God take nobody and make him a somebody. Amen. I don't know the ABC of preaching. I don't know what is the meaning of Bible, where the Bible come from, where the word Bible come from. You know, what is that? I don't know anything. But God take me when I was a nothing. God make me. God create me. And God put me on a higher place. I was have a different plan for my life. But God have a different plan for my life. I want to become a banker. But God take me on his business to win the souls. I want to catch a fish. But God make me come on. So God have a different plan for our life. Every person who exists on this earth have a plan in his life. Maybe you accept it or not. I talk to the people. I post on my Facebook almost 3 years, I think, so ago, that 98% people did not share the gospel. If every person will share the gospel, this world will not be the same. Because when this responsibility comes to sharing the gospel, we think that this is a responsibility just the pastor or the preacher. That is not our responsibility. But this is the responsibility of the every believer who exists on this earth to share the gospel, to share the good news for those who are living in a darkness, to let them know where the light is. Why you are living in a darkness? Come and move in the light. Why you are living in a hell? Come and see the heaven that God has for you. Amen. This is the responsibility of every believer, people of God. Amen. God created a purpose inside. God put assignment inside of you that you need to recognize what God planned in my life. There is a different gift in this in our life. Maybe God has gifted you as a teacher. Maybe God has gifted you as a giver. Maybe there is a gift in your life. You can stand with the pastor and serve. There is a different assignments in our life that God gave us. Maybe there is a gift of the worshiping. We have a very powerful man of God, and he passed away. I have never seen like that after his life. He was a worshiper, but when he sang, the miracles start taking place. The thousands of people come to just listen his worship. And still, we play his song, we miss him. God gave him different assignment to worship, and God was using him. You know, so there is a different assignments in our life. God put purpose inside of us. Moses, we see Moses. He tried to run away from the God. He tried to say, God, no, I cannot. But God have a purpose inside him that he can take out Israel from the Egypt. God chose him. God chose him when he was nothing. From his birth, God designed his life, what he gonna do. He tried to run away from the God, but God said, no. I have a different plan for your life. Go and do that what I have said to you, what I have put inside you. Go and do my work. Take my people out. And then when he went over there, he take Israel. God performed miracle. He was a human being. But God performed miracle through him. He was nothing. Just a human. But God has something for him. God put inside him. God structured his life. God designed his life. God planned his life. What he need to do. And then once God designed it, God know how to use it. Right. Amen. Amen. We try to run away from God. Wherever we can hide, God know how to use the person. Amen. We see the David life. We see Jesus. Jesus came on this earth for a purpose. He gave his life for a purpose. What was the purpose? To set mankind free from the sin. Satan bind us with the sin, so we cannot build relationship with God. But Jesus came for the purpose to destroy that wall that's standing between God and the humankind, so we can have a relationship with the Father God. Jesus Christ came on this earth for the purpose. And we have a purpose inside our life. What is our purpose? What God said. He said, love your neighbors. Amen? That is his command. Love your neighbor. That is our purpose of our life. Love. We need to show the love so we can represent the reflection of the Christ. Sometime, people try to run away from the calling that the God have for their life. We said we are Christian, but we don't know how to love others. We said we are Christian, but we don't care others. We said we are Christian, but we don't stand with the people. What is our purpose? This is not our purpose that we can make a boundary around ourselves and we can just stand in that boundary. We don't want that nobody will come in and nobody will go out. Our purpose is to help other. Amen. Love other. Amen. This is our purpose. Amen. Then what is the second purpose? God said, Jesus said in the Bible, go to the nation and make disciples. This is our purpose, people of God. This is the purpose of the Christians. This is the purpose of the believers who receive Christ as the Lord, as a Savior in their life. What Paul said, not I live, but the Christ lives in me. And when Christ lives in you, how you will react like a Christ. How you will talk like a Christ. How you will talk like a Christ. How you will move like a Christ. How you will sit like a Christ. How you will stand like a Christ. How you will speak like a Christ. How you will perform miracle like a Christ. How you can love like a Christ. There is a purpose inside us, people of God. And we need to recognize. And nobody can tell you what is your purpose. I cannot tell you what God put inside of you. I don't have a magic that I can display. I can, you know, reveal it. Who can reveal it? You know, we always pray, Father, reveal your purpose to your people. When they will sleep, you will reveal yourself to them. Show them what your direction is, what you want in their life. You know, sometimes we try to do on our things. You know, we close our ears. God is keep leading us to do that. But we just keep moving on our own direction, which is not a good plan. The Bible says, God have a better plan for your life. Amen. Amen. So people of God, when you will pray, pray God, show your purpose. Yes. In my life, what I need to do, what assignment, yes, you know, you have put inside me that I can do for you, Father. You know, I can do my job. I can do, you know, my household things. I do my life work, but what you want, I will do. We always tell to the God, Father, I need this. Father, I need that. But we have never said, Father, what you want, I can do for you. You know, once you will do that, once you will reflect the Spirit of God, you know, when you will reveal the Spirit of the Lord in you, you will see your life will transform to the one level to the next level. You can, not just you, but other people can, you know, tell you your life is different. Why your life is different? Because now you are moving on the plan of Father. And being a father, you know, you cannot give wrong plan to your child. Father have always good plan. Only there is a two personalities in this universe that can help the child. First is the parents, and second is a teacher. Teachers always want that their students will grow, you know, go higher than them. And the second, father. Father have only desire that their children will go higher than them. Other, maybe people can feel jealousy, but these two personalities, you know, always want their students will go higher. This is our Father's desire, that you will move on a higher. What Jesus did when Jesus was on this earth, he said, you will perform a greater miracle than I do. Why Jesus said that? Because he wants that you will do it. God have a purpose inside you to do it. I was telling to the pastor, God created us with bouncing material. God did not create us with a normal material, you know, like this tissue paper. This is not made by the bouncing material. It never bounce. So I tell pastors, God created us with the bouncing material. When we bounce the ball, you know, it will bounce back. So as many as problems hit us, we are ready to bounce back and fight for that. God created us with a special material. And here, the scientists, doctors are still trying to make a real heart. You know, but they are unable to make it. And see our God, how He designed the heart. Every vein is perfect. You know, every cell is perfect. And we are human beings, still cannot do it. And we will not able to do it. That is the creation of God. I was just laying at the night on my bed in the hotel, and the thoughts are coming in my mind. You know, the scientist says the human being come from the monkey. I said, why it's not happening now? You know, I want to see this. And then these thoughts come in my heart. They are still trying to make heart, you know, the real heart. They make artificial heart, but not real heart. And I was just, the thoughts are coming in my mind. How God make things in perfection. You know, every cell is perfect. Every vein is perfect. Every bone is perfect. You know, God designed us with wonderfully. And this is our God, people of God.
Amen.
There is no God like that. Amen. Amen. So I want you, people of God, this is just a little word that I want to share with you of my life. You know, we want that God will reveal. And I still ask Father, what's your purpose in my life? And I keep moving on that. You know, in 9 years, it was hard to do like 100,000 people crusade. You know, I always talk to the people. People feel jealousy. People criticize us when we start ministry. People criticize us. When we start church, people criticize us. When we start orphanage, people start criticize us. You know, when we start doing crusade, people start criticizing us. You know, when we start Bible school, then we face criticism. You know, it will never stop. And I tell to my team, I said, if we will put our eyes on them, we cannot do the work of God. You know, so we don't care what the people think. We just care what Father is. Because we are not doing our work. When Jesus was on this earth, that was the people who crucified Christ. They was not happy with the Christ. God by Himself was on this earth. And who we are. So we always pray, Father, I tell to my team, keep praying, because God going to reveal His purpose in your life. And all our leadership team, we give them freedom. You know, every obstacle came in our life. Every hurdle came in our life. You know, we take it in a positive way. I was telling to my team, you know, we was have a big financial problem. And I said and the people who start criticizing, even our own family members. I tell them one thing I said. You know, Joseph's life, you know, God have a purpose for him. His brothers, when he was growing up, he see the dream. You know, he tell the dream to his family. They feel jealousy. Then he see another dream. When he described that dream, they become more, you know, jealous from him. Then what they decide? They decide to kill him. They throw him in a well, you know, where the well was dry. I was telling my team, they throw him in a well. That was the purpose of the God. If they don't throw him in a well, he will never become a king. That was God's plan. And I was telling to my team, if we are in that position, in that crisis, in that obstacle, in that hard situation, that is a God plan, because God is restoring us. In that dark season, God is revealing that I am the God. I gonna do something in your life that is greater than before. I was telling them, where there is a problem, there is a miracle. If there is a no problem, there is no miracle. You will see, discover the Bible, open the Bible. Wherever the problem is, after that, there's a great miracle. So always follow the God plan, because there's a great purpose inside, in the plan. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, people, close your eyes and lift up your hands on heaven. Yes, Father. We praise you, Lord. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and the Jacob. Father, we surrender ourselves to you, Lord. Lord, you are the mighty God. Lord, you are the creator of this universe. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. And you are worthy of the praise, Lord. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you. And I submit these people to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, when they will sleep tonight, Lord, you will talk to them, visit to them, Lord, speak to them, reveal the purpose, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have a greater plan. And Father, we are asking right now, reveal in our life. We are your children, Father God, and we submit ourselves to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We pray you were blessed by the message we were able to share with you today. For more spiritual resources that can help you in your walk with God, or to find out more about our ministry, just go to our website at cffchurch.com. You will find additional teachings by video, audio, and printed resources that will be a blessing to you. May God's very best be yours.